Many people begin their mornings with quiet expectations. Not necessarily huge expectations, but small ones that feel reasonable. Wake up on time. Finish a few tasks. Stay calm. Move through the day smoothly. By evening, perhaps feel satisfied that things went more or less the way they should. But life rarely follows that script. The alarm rings later than planned. Coffee spills on the table. A message is misunderstood. A task takes longer than expected. A conversation does not go the way you imagined. Nothing dramatic happens, yet something feels slightly off, like a rhythm that skipped a beat. And strangely, we often label these days as bad days. Yet if you examine your life honestly, most days look exactly like this. They are imperfect. Not broken. Not disastrous. Just uneven. The truth is that life is not built from perfect days. It is built from imperfect ones, quietly stacked together over years. Perfection exists mostly in imagination. Real life is much softer around the edges. Think about how you remember the past. When people look back on their lives, they rarely recall the days when everything went exactly according to plan. Those days pass smoothly, almost invisibly. They leave very little impression because nothing unexpected occurred. Instead, memory tends to hold on to imperfect days. The day when rain interrupted a plan. The afternoon when something went wrong and everyone laughed about it later. The moment when you got lost and discovered somewhere new. Imperfection creates texture in experience. Without small disruptions, days blur together. But when something shifts, when the plan bends slightly, attention sharpens. You notice more. You remember more. Life becomes less predictable and more human. Another reason imperfect days matter is that they reveal something important about ourselves. We often measure our days through achievement. Did we finish enough tasks? Did we stay productive? Did we improve something? But human life is not a machine designed to produce results every hour. Energy rises and falls. Focus appears and disappears. Motivation fluctuates. On some days, you feel clear and capable. On others, your thoughts feel slower, your patience thinner, your progress smaller. This variation is natural. The ocean does not move at a constant height. Seasons do not maintain the same temperature every day. Life itself moves in cycles, not straight lines. Imperfect days are simply the visible shape of those cycles. They remind us that being human includes moments of confusion, hesitation, and adjustment. And there is something strangely comforting about that. When a day does not go perfectly, something interesting happens. Control loosens. When control loosens, attention widens. Instead of forcing the day to follow a strict plan, you begin to move with what actually exists in front of you. Perhaps you walk slower than usual. Perhaps you pause longer between tasks. Perhaps you notice the world around you more clearly. A quiet street. The warmth of sunlight through a window. The simple feeling of breathing deeply after stress passes. These details are often invisible during perfect, efficient days. But they appear naturally when life slows down. Imperfection creates space. Space to notice. Space to adjust. Space to exist without constantly evaluating performance. There is also a subtle kindness hidden inside imperfect days. They teach us patience. When something goes wrong, a mistake, a delay, a misunderstanding, we are forced to respond differently than we planned. At first, this can feel frustrating, but over time it builds flexibility. Life becomes less about controlling events and more about adapting to them. And adaptability is one of the quiet strengths of a peaceful mind. People who accept imperfect days often move through life with more ease. They understand that mistakes are temporary, delays are normal, and plans are only guides rather than guarantees. This understanding reduces tension. Instead of fighting reality, they walk alongside it. Even relationships grow stronger through imperfect moments. Think about the conversations you remember most with friends or family. They are rarely the carefully planned ones. Instead, they are the moments when something unexpected happened. Someone said the wrong word and everyone laughed. A mistake turned into a shared story. A quiet moment became meaningful without effort. Imperfection invites authenticity. When everything is controlled and polished, people behave carefully. But when something goes wrong, honesty often appears. And honesty deepens connection. At the end of an imperfect day, the evening arrives just the same as it does on perfect ones. The sky darkens. Lights turn on inside homes. The world quiets gradually. If you pause for a moment during that evening, you might notice something interesting. Despite the small mistakes, the delays, the uneven rhythm of the day, you are still here. You moved through it. You experienced it. You learned something, even if that lesson was small. Perhaps you learned patience. Perhaps you discovered a different perspective. Perhaps you simply survived a difficult moment. These quiet forms of progress rarely appear in plans, but they shape life deeply. The beauty of imperfect days lies in their honesty. They do not pretend that life is flawless or perfectly controlled. Instead, they reveal the real texture of living. Moments of uncertainty mixed with moments of calm. Small frustrations balanced by unexpected kindness. Perfection may exist in imagination, but imperfection is where life breathes. It is where laughter appears unexpectedly, where resilience grows quietly, where the ordinary moments of a day become meaningful simply because they happened. A warm drink in the evening, a quiet walk home, a short conversation before sleep. These moments are small, yet they hold a quiet truth. A day does not need to be perfect to be valuable. It only needs to be lived. And when you begin to see life this way, imperfect days stop feeling like failures. They become what they always were, real days, full of quiet beauty that only appears when we stop demanding perfection from them.